You know, dialogue is a lost art. I mean, a lot of you guys have lost it. Dialogue causes relationship. Real dialogue causes relationship. And if all you do is think your prayers, it's too easy to get distracted. Next thing, I've done that. I've prayed late night, or maybe we've just gone to bed and Linda's laying there and I don't want to bother her, so I'll start thinking. Next thing, I'm thinking about what property I got to work on. I'm thinking, well, how do I do that? I wasn't praying out loud. When I pray out loud, that doesn't happen. Yeah, I love hearing this stuff. This is really good. There's times you wonder, does the Lord still care about day-to-day things, day-to-day situations we get in? Is it really that important to him? Well, if you read in 1 Kings 6, 1 through 6, it says the sons of the prophets were going to build another house. There wasn't enough room. And they talked to Elisha, and he says, yeah, you go ahead and build that. So they get down to the river, and they're chopping down logs. And what happens? The axe head flies off the axe. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever borrowed tools. Oh, if you break somebody's tool, you lose somebody's tool, or something, you women, if you borrowed something from somebody else's kitchen, it's devastating. I mean, it's just devastating. Well, these guys were devastated. They run back to Elisha. Oh, we lost the axe head. What are we going to do about the axe head? And Elisha just goes down, and he gets a stick, shoves it in the water, and the axe head floats. Now, you know, that's not common. Just not common. But God cared about their heart, that they cared about something they were a steward of. And then I think the other one I want to tell you about was, losing my place here. Matthew 17, 24 and 27. That's where Jesus came into town and they asked him, hey, asked the disciples, you and your boss, you going to pay taxes? And they go to Jesus, and Jesus said, you know, the children of the king, they don't pay taxes. It's the others. But we're going to pay the taxes not to offend them. So he tells one of the guys, take a fishing pole, get out of the creek, cast it in. First fish you catch, take it out, reach in, and take the money out. It's got to be one of the weirdest stories in the New Testament. But he cared about the situation. It was a real-life situation. And, you know, it wasn't much of a spiritual thing, but he used a spiritual thing to take care of it. And he still cares about this kind of things. And George is going to give a testimony to that.